Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Yourself, Yamsuf, what is the Real Talk for Real People show all about? It's about restoring or establishing the most important relationship that you should ever have in your life. You see, the relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And as a result of that, this low relationship, this toxic and poisonous relationship that we have with him, because we go about worshiping other gods and other nations and other entities. You see, our enemy knows us far better than we know ourselves. They know we are not coded. Why? Low education of oneself and a low income to boot. That's why they can sell anything to us. As I said, because of a lack of code, a lack of not knowing the rock you were hewn from, or the ditch you were dug from, they could sell you anything. They sold it to you for 402 years and counting, and they're damn good at it. You see, you're not good at being coded with the Most High. You've never been good at truth be told. Thus we find ourselves in the situation we find ourselves in today, all synced together. Because it's a together thing. Now, you may want to pursue an individual, many splendid effort. Now, all the doing you may do in that regard is not going to avail you much. See, this is the us thing. It's never been a me thing. The code with the Most High has never been about an individual. It has been about a nation. So don't think you're something special simply because you're Hebrew Israelite. That alone won't suffice. You have to be coded in. And what do I mean by that? You have to follow the rules. We don't know how to follow rules. Our men don't know how to follow rules. Our women don't know how to follow rules. And the children are a hot mess. Thus we find ourselves in the chaos, the killings, the mistreatment, the alcohol addiction, the homosexuality, the feminism, the abortion rights, and so on and so forth. Because we don't study who we are and what we are. Thus we have become a hot mess, a monstrosity. That's why we feel that these studies are imperative. That you need to get to know who you are. You need to study the ancient pathway. You need to know your God. You've never known him. And it's truth be told. Let's be honest about that. That's why we need to pray for our founding father, our ancestors. And furthermore, we need to pray for ourselves. That's cold. We need to cry out together. No, you ain't got to be sitting next to me. But you should be taking initiative under the code to do what all of us must be doing as a nation. Blood in, blood out. It's true. So we tried to give you a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and our nation. We tried to give you a critical analysis and assessment, leaving no stone or leaf unturned, crossing every T and dotting every I. And furthermore, we implore you to burn the midnight oil, because your very soul is at stake, and perhaps the restoration of that soul. That's cold. Our king left those in detail in the Psalms. Our prophets have left those in detail. Our women have left that in detail. Our men work together with our sisters have left this in detail. If you don't get it, we suspect that you're not putting in the word. And you don't want to follow what the Most High said. Praise and bless his holy name. You simply want to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and whatever you want to do it. And that's why we are a hot mess. Until we get this right, until we humble ourselves, until we trust in the Most High and the Most High only, we'll never see it, we'll never hear it, and we'll never get this code right. And we'll be following idols for the rest of our lives and the lives of our children and our children's children. Praise and bless the Most High. And you may be asking yourself, Youngster, who is the we you're making reference to? Well, we have Sister Abby out from New York City. She's sort of like the gatekeeper. You know, she has perspectives from her personal lives about the Most High. But her job primarily is to keep us on point. You see, we are elders, as you know, Y'all decided, they sort of digress sometimes. They go into a tangent. And sometimes they go off the reservation. No, we don't have early onset dementia. Alzheimer's. We ain't quick as we used to be, but our minds are sharp as ever. That's before we go off the reservation. Then we have Sosia Hootie from Detroit, Michigan. She has colorful perspectives about the Most High from a personal life, and she try to bring it to life, give it some life, instead of sitting up there like some fake chicken leg preacher, spouting what the Lord said instead of what the Most High said. She tried to bring life, infuse life into this, our God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And Cartier from New York City? Well, you see, he's the brother I called in detail. See, Cartier has been studying the Most High Word practically all of his life. The Most High had saved him when he was 14 years old. So he had a debt of obligation to the Most High. That's why he has detailed information. He's sharpened me on many occasions. And believe you me, if you listen to what this brother said about the Most High, he'll help sharpen you too. Not with his own word, but with the Most High word. So that being said, without further ado, let me introduce them to you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praises and glory to the Holy One of Israel, God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, and may Yah bless us all and continue to bless us with his love and mercy and protection. Shalom, family.
Praise Yah. Thank you, Sister. Now, Sister Yehuda from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehuda, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Thank you. Peace be with you and your family.
Thank you very much, Sister. Same to you.
Right. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad you're here.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, Katriel from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless you as well.
Thank you, bro.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yeshua, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. So good to be alive and studying Yah's word and knowing what Yah's word is.
Praise Yah, my brother. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
So we don't want to get into that low education for oneself. And, you know, low income because we ain't in our lane. like we read in the Most High Word. I think that was King Solomon. Cartier is going to give us detail on this, but he said, "Don't make me rich, and don't make me poor. Just let me have a little something, you know, so to speak." I'm paraphrasing this, so you know he wouldn't be distracted by his riches or be so poor he was got hungry. And then he would be distracted back. He said, "I just want to be on even keel." So that's what we're going to be. Praise
yes.
God.
And Yasuf, you hit the nail on the head when you talk about codes.
Right.
And you're talking about our kings right now.
Right.
Because we know that our first king, unfortunately, King Saul, he wasn't on codes.
Right.
And that tells us a lot. You're the king of all 12 tribes of Israel in the land. And you don't know Yah. So just because you're an Israelite, don't mean that you know Yah. Because we know that King Saul, our king, first king of Israel, he didn't quite know Yah, did he? And then the last king, King Zedekiah, we're reading about him now in the book of Jeremiah. Yeah. King Zedekiah didn't know Yah either. You could be the king of Israel, and you're an Israelite, and you still may not know Yah.
Hey, we're going to find that country up, although... King Zedekiah was the last. There were a few in between him before the last. We're going to find out about their state of mind also. They didn't know Yah either.
So just because you know you are Israelite, it doesn't mean you know Yah.
Bingo, brother. Amen. Praise Yah. You said a mouthful there, my man. A mouthful.
And the task is to get to know Yah. Like King David. Like Moses.
Exactly. Exactly.
Why wouldn't you want to know Yah?
Exactly. I can say it again, and I will. Exactly. Praise y'all. It's holy name. Hey, Cottrell, funny you say it there because of the fact. So I'm talking about some kings before Zedekiah. How that state of mind is. And so, Julie, you had something to say?
That might have been Abia. That was.
Oh, Abia, you had something to say?
No, I didn't have nothing to say.
I told you I'm getting old.
Okay, maybe that's I'm hearing good. Things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It ain't early enough yet.
I will say this.
But my
will
mind
say this.
Praise, right, praise the Most High. It's sharp as ever. So
the Most
exactly.
High always, the Most High always gives us a chance. Even these kings who are wicked, even King Zedekiah.
Right.
He gave
right.
him an opportunity to turn things around. So just
exactly.
like him, King Zedekiah, he had a
uh-huh.
choice. Most I told him, choose life. Because there's a choice of life, the way of life, and the way of death. And we have the
and
same choice before us.
And he makes
we have the same words.
Right.
Yeah.
He makes reference to this in this chapter 22, Kachira. He gives an
okay.
opportunity to make amends. But you know, he's something special. We sent the Hebrew Israelites along. We don't have to follow no code, and that's going to work. Okay? So let's get started on it. If Katya is done with his coming, if he's not, we're going to stop the press. Katya,
yes, sir.
Do you have any additional
yep.
commentary?
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Jeremiah chapter 22. And he continually warns Jerusalem because of his love for them. And he's got to, you got to be redundant with people that you love and repetitive. And the Most High is showing a human characteristic in a way, but he's not human. But he's showing, expressing love because he's warning Jerusalem. Not because he's mean-spirited or bitter. He wants them to correct them. Amend your ways. And he says, the Elohim, to Jeremiah, go down to the house of the king of Judah and speak there these words, not his own words, and say, hear the word of Yah, O king of Judah, that sitteth on the throne of King David, thou and thy servants and thy people that enter in by these gates. Thus saith the Elohim, execute. He's telling them what to do. He's giving them the information. He's not leaving them in the dark. He's not telling don't just do what you feel like doing. He gives them the exact information he wants them to do. Execute judgment and righteousness. And deliver
and
the sword and deliver the sword out of the hand of the oppressor. I don't care if they in your land or they and he's talking about how people were oppressing one another. And do no wrong. Do no violence to the, and look here. A lot of people be spitting, arguing, and name-calling, different nations. But the Most High says, do no violence to the stranger. That's a person of a different nation. The fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. That's explicit. A lot of folk, I know they like to feel good about saying what they're going to do, who they're going to run, who going to be, they're going to be in charge. And we already know that. But you got a job to do within that framework. You need to look at the big picture. You didn't focus in on one detail. But the Most High is giving you a big picture about people that want to subscribe to being with us and want to praise the Most High like us. He says, you don't supposed to treat them wrong. You treat them like you treat a brother or a sister. If they want
so,
to get right.
So,
go ahead, Katrina.
The Most High, who's he addressing? He's addressing the house of King David.
Mm-hmm.
Whose throne is he talking about?
King David's.
He don't mention nobody else. All these kings are sitting on whose throne? They're sitting on the throne of King David.
Right.
All the kings that sit on the throne of King David, this message is for them. Because they don't measure up to King David. So Zedekiah, king of Israel, he's the last one. And this is Yah's message, his warning to him. This is his last chance right here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Katrina. And furthermore, he continues to say, if you do this thing indeed, then shall there enter in by the gates of the house of kings, sitting upon the throne of King David, riding in the chariots and on horses, he and his servants. And if you do what I tell you to, it's going to be oh happy days for y'all. But you got a choice. We always got a choice. Can't nobody make you do anything. But our kings had a choice. People had a choice. They chose to follow the king, an unrighteous king, a violent, oppressive king. They chose to emulate what he was doing to one another. And thus, a domino effect. But he said, if they chose the other side, we'd still be there. For all intents and purposes, we'd still be in the land. And he says in verse 5, here's the other option. Here's your option, your other option. But if you would not hear these words, not your words, not Katriel's words, not Yom Suf's word, not Joshua's word, not Mosaic words, not Queen Esther's words, not Daniel the prophet's words, which were the words of the Most High, but not his personal thoughts, I swear by myself, said the Elohim, that this house should become a desolation, which it did. They chose the other option. They chose the nuclear option. In verse 6, but thus said the Elohim unto the king's house of Yehuda, thou art Gilead unto me, and the head of Lebanon. Yet surely I will make thee a wilderness, and cities which are not inhabited. Y'all are something special to me, he's basically saying. But surely, if you don't follow the right option and choose a nuclear option, I will make thee a wilderness and cities which are not inhabited. All our cities are not inhabited. All our land is not taken back. Well, they're not taken back by us anyway. But all our cities are not, the six cities are sanctuary. They're not inhabited. Nothing is inhibited. Wait, the Most High has set it out according to code. It says in verse 7, I will, he did. He said it and he did. I will prepare destroyers against thee, everyone with his weapon, and they shall cut down thy choice cedars and cast them into the fire. And many nations shall pass by this city, and they shall say every man to his neighbor, wherefore had the Elohim, they knew about it, done to this great city. And then they shall answer. There's a reason, cause and effect, because they have forsaken the contract, the covenant of the Elohim, of Yahweh Elohim, and worship other gods and serve them, which we're doing right today as I speak. Weep ye not, the Most High says, for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep sore for him that goeth away. Because when you go away out of your own land, you ain't in charge of nothing. You don't control nothing. You don't control your food. You don't control your health. You don't control your education. You don't control your housing. You don't control your food sources, your agriculture. You're at the mercy of your enemy, and they can do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it, however they want to do it, and they can put stuff in that food that they know is poison to you and sell it to you anyway, and you will buy it. Because you don't trust in the Most High. You trust and cry to your oppressors who worship God. Matter of fact, they created one for you. The ones who brutalize you, lynch you, rape you for 402 years ago, and shoot you down and shoot with opportunity presents itself. And so, oh, I was scared of them. But you still worshiping a creation of theirs and think it's going to be all right. Instead of worshiping the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, turning to him, crying to him, you must rather worship the God of your oppressors. And he ain't never stop oppressing you. He said, and he was right when he said that. For he shall return no more, nor see his native country. And furthermore, as that goes, we hadn't so far. And this is the end result. We have monstrosity. We are a hot mess. And for thus said the Elohim touching Shalom, the son of Josiah, king of Yehuda, another king, which reigned instead of Josiah, his father, which went forth out of this place, he shall not return thither anymore, which he did. But he shall die in the place whither they have led him captive, and shall see this land no more. It's a crying shame to be in control of every aspect of your life. And then to be just snatched, all that snatched from you. That land, that control of your community, that control of your people by virtue of codification, that control of your food stock, your agriculture, and control of your praises to the Most High. Well, you can leave a job wherever you want. You ain't got to ask the boss, can I clock out? Because all the men knew that they were to go three times to the temple every year. They didn't have to clock out. The women and men worked together in harmony. There was no feminist movement. It wasn't nothing perfect. But we had a perfect plan for one another according to codification. You got to understand the Most High mindset. He's telling them what's to come. And he says in verse 13, messages about the king, how they were. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness. Mama used to say, y'all, you do right, right gonna follow you. Y'all heard it before. But if you do wrong, wrong gonna follow you too. So these kings were building their house by unrighteousness. And the people were emulating that. And his chamber by wrong that used his neighbor's service without wages, wouldn't paying each other, and giving him not for his work. You better get out of here. That's what the king was saying. So we were telling, oh man, I ain't got nothing for you. And we still do that today. And thus, that said, I will be a mere wife. And this person, this mindset, these kings and these people, that said, I will be a mere wide house and large chambers, and cutting him out windows, and his sill with cedar, and painted with vermilion. Shall thou reign? Because thy clothes, thyself, you're going to prison yourself in cedar and fine luxury, just like some of our fine brothers and sisters today who has money, and wall them off from their own people. They think they live it. Why they tell their boys to dress up as girls and their girls to dress up as boys. Did not thy father eat and drink and do judgment and justice? And then, well, he gave them a comparison. You want to do the opposite. But your father, like King David and some of the other great kings of our nation who were righteous in the Most High according to codification, didn't they eat and drink and do judgment and justice? And then, on the alternative, was it well for him? He judges the cause of the poor and the needy. Then it was well with him. Was not this to know me, to get under codification, said the Elohim? But thine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy own self, thy own covenant. What you're doing for yourself. And you shed innocent blood and for oppression and violence to do. You ain't in it for me, according to codification, because you don't know me. You're in it for yourself and to oppress the people and to execute violence on the people. And they're emulating you. Most High says in 18, therefore, thus said the Elohim concerning Joachim, the son of Josiah. He's bringing out these kings, king of Yehuda. They shall not lament for him, saying, ah, my brother, or our sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, our Lord, or his glory, because they weren't like that. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, the way you bury a donkey, drawn and cast forth beyond the gate. He won't be given a proper burial, the gates of Jerusalem. go to Lebanon and cry. Thy voice in Bashan and cry for the passage. For all thy lovers are destroyed. Whoever you're running out all these gods, you're running the Mizraim, you're running everybody to get a lover. Somebody love. Who gonna love you? You gonna love me. The Most High said, I spake unto thee in thy prosperity when you had it going. But thou saidest, I don't want to hear you. I would not hear you. This had been thy manner from thy very conception as a nation, from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. This is the first time. You did it when Moses went on the mountaintop to get my instruction. You down there dance around a miserine cat that you had, you forced Aaron to make because of your own arrogance and disobedience from your very youth as a nation. The wind shall eat up thy pasture. These lying folks who lying to you, been lying to you from the very beginning, and thy lovers shall go into captivity. Your lying crackerjack preachers. Your lying crackerjack Levite priests. Real brothers and sisters, it's all real talk. And then shall thou be ashamed, those who have their ears open and eyes open, that the Most High has not confounded. And he said, and confounded for all thy wickedness. The ones that got their eyes open, the ones that's codified, they're ashamed. We're ashamed. We're ashamed of ourselves. We're ashamed of our brothers and sisters continuing. We're ashamed of our ancestors. And we show ashamed that we cry out to the Most High, like he said, on the code. We cry out for our ancestors. We cry out for ourselves. We unify together. We do the best we can for who we can, where we can, however we can. And he says, O inhabitants of Lebanon, that makest thy nest in the cedars, how gracious shalt thou be when pains come upon thee? The pain of the woman in travail, in childbirth. You're going to have a lot of pains. And we still got it. As I live, said the Elohim, though Konon, let me tell you who Konon was. I'm going to tell you who he was. Let me give you an in-depth study of this first before we continue on. Jeconiah, also known as Coniah, and as Jehoiakim, was the 19th king of Yehuda, and was dethroned by the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, in the 6th century, and was taken into captivity. He was the son and successor of King Jehoiakim, the grandson of King Josiah. Give you some information concept who he's talking about. And King Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Yehuda, were the signet upon my right hand, yet I will pluck thee this, and I will give thee into the hand of them that seek thy life, and into the hand of them whose face thou fearest, even into the hand of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, and to the hand of the Chaldeans. I will cast thee out, thy mother that bare thee, unto another country where you were not born, and there shall you die. A lot of us are dying here. But to the land where'er that is thine to return, thither shall they not return. The land that you moan and groan for, that you want to leave these United States of America, the daughter of Babylon, that is thine to return, thither shall they not return, because they're on the coast. They didn't turn away from what the Most High said. They didn't get on the coast. We hadn't gotten on the coast. And it's a domino effect. To this man, King Coniah, a despised broken idol, is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Wherefore are thy cast out, he and his seed, are cast into a land which they know not, because they continue doing what they're doing. O earth, 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 hear the words of Yah. The word is talking to the whole earth. He said, hear the words of Yah. Thus said Yah, write this man child, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of King Yahweh, and ruling anymore. Certainly it did, and certainly it is. Because we like, we fail to be under code. We hate being under code. Most High said, you've been there from your very beginning as a nation. When you were brought over to the Sea of Reeds, you went over there and you got with a hot mess. You became disobedient when you came over there, and I just sent you walking around in circles for 40 years, and you're still a hot mess. I had to kill off the old fools. Then I had to send them young bucks and young buckarets over there, and they had it in their innate nature to do the very same thing their ancestors did. It has become an innate part of our nature to buck the Most High. Now, don't knock those brothers and sisters over there. I know you want it. I know you feel like it. But now look at yourself. Look at in the mirror. Are you under code? Have you done away with what the Most High told you to do away with? Are you crying to the Most High for your ancestors, for yourselves? Are you doing a continuum of bucking the Most High and doing the same thing, as they said, according to alcoholic anonymous, and expecting different results? Mama said, and I tell you again, you do wrong, wrong won't follow you. And that's just that on that. And if you follow the Most High, right gonna follow you. But if you follow unrighteousness, that's consequences and repercussions. And we sit around, we cry. The white man is scary. Yeah, he's scary. But you ain't got to fear the white man. You need to be feared what you're doing by virtue of your own actions, by disobeying the Most High and not getting codified and not doing what the Most High said. That's your problem. The white folk ain't your problem. You, your own worst enemies. You have a low education of oneself and low income to boot don't help you either, because you put your trust in universal white race supremacy and money instead of putting your trust in educating yourself about the ancient past, our fathers, our prophets, our kings, our mothers, and so on and so forth. And thus, this is the end result of you. You are a monstrosity and a hot mess because you continue to disobey the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that's your problem. It's always been your problem. He said it from your youth. You've been rebellious, a stiff-necked people, and the Most High ain't never lied. Praise and bless his holy name. Katriel, Sister Huda, Sister Abia, you have the mic.
Yeah, well, you know, when you started at 13, or verse 13, reminded me of just how they did our people. They went over, got our people, and brought them back and made them build that White House. And our people still to this day running towards the White House begging.
How that's working out for
them. And they ain't getting nothing. All they got paid was some pork. Even back in the days, it can't eat nothing but chitlins and pig feet. Running around still going to the White House begging instead of going straight to y'all.
How that's working out for them.
Not too good. They better get in touch with y'all real quick.
But Sister Abia, truth be told, how has it ever worked for our people to be disobedient against the Most? It's never worked out for us. Not even a day as we speak.
Yeah, man. This chapter is talking about the kings of Judah. So a lot of our people, we wake up as Israelites, and everybody want to be Judah, line of Judah. But we can see Most High wasn't pleased with Judah at all.
Amen. That's why they ain't there. That's why they ain't there.
The Most High says to Judah, I spoke to you in your prosperity, but you said, Judah, I will not listen. This has been your way from your youth, that you don't obey my voice. The wind will feed all your shepherds, and all your lovers will go into captivity. Surely then you will be ashamed and confounded for all your wickedness. Let these kings measure up to King David, and they were obstinate and arrogant. And our people think that Judah is the like premier tribe, which it is. But Judah has a lot of apologizing to the Most High that we got to do.
Amen. Amen.
That's why Judah has to come forth. Because this listening, sorry, I was on mute because all this background noise. Okay. Anyway, it is my purpose. I agree with Patriel. He was upset because we are even today arrogant and go after deities, and he said it. Why we came in captivity? We didn't help our. We cheated our neighbors, cheated our own people, cheated the strangers. Didn't care about the homeless. Didn't care about the widow. And we were filled with idolatry. And you're gonna get naysayers. Let's back up a little. See, like the handwriting on the wall. You got naysayers out there. You got people don't think, excuse my language, just think. They don't think anything is going to happen. But everything now, for some reason, is, well, I know what it is, but on Ukraine, by these things, they got to blame somebody and can't recognize that they are contributing to this mess. But I'm more focused on our people. Like I said, I'm going to take a break from the news because I'm tired of hearing a young lady found dead, shot multiple times, 15 years old. A young woman, 15 years old in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
A woman, another sister, trying to find her body. She's been gone since January. Young man shot in the back of the head. Color. Shot someone, and then he got to spend time in prison, and they don't give these white folks no time, or they get paid leave. I'm just mentioning various things that is happening, and we need to wake up. The handwriting is there. He is the same as he was yesterday, day before that, and today, and so on. Gotta wake up.
You know what? I agree with you, Sister. But you know, we can be the horse of the water, but we can't make it drip.
That's true. So we gotta be the voice.
Yeah, we're doing our diligence to try and say it with the Most High said. But if they don't listen to what the Most High said, there's not very much we can do for them.
Guess what? I've talked to Ema. Sorry to interrupt him again. I said, you know, this was just a thought. I said, all the people so-called woke up and Israel and all this. I said, do you think they're going to be saved out of this? I said, it may be the rebel folk to be saved out of this, the layman, the people that we call, well, I don't, but they call unclean and might be the very ones that he saved in the day of his wrath. And we walking around.
I don't think so.
No.
Left an open book test with all the codifications that we need to enter into Jerusalem, into Yah's house, and to be in Mount Zion. Read Psalms 15. If you ain't following those codes, I don't care who you are, where you come from, what you've been doing. Those are the codes. And we're learning the codifications. And if you ain't with the codes, then you're done.
See, I'm speaking as this a time dispensation. I'm not saying the people that just purely don't know the Most High but have done the work that have been opened up and not the so-called religious rebellion. Okay? We can, you got to have understanding when you read them scriptures. We know is that we do what hopefully we will be sheltered through all that, like throughout the scriptures explained in the day of his wrath.
Yeah. So we just read a whole chapter where he's indicting the kings of Israel. Why? Because they don't obey him. All you people you talking about don't obey y'all. They doing their own thing. They're worshiping who they want to worship.
Right.
Very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Yah is very detailed. And the book is open. And every one of us have a chance to study, to learn what thus saith Yah. And he's telling you, if you're not following these codes, King David reminds us, Yah reminds us, you choose the way of death or you choose the way of life. And when you don't listen, when you don't obey, you can't come at the last minute, like, forgive me, Yah, I'm sorry.
No, that's not
your
what I'm saying. Yeah, I agree with that, Parker. That's not what I'm saying.
So in the meantime, he tells us, seek me while I can be found. Return to me. And those are the things we got to do. Seek Yah, return to him, and obey his voice.
Maybe I'm saying it wrong, but I'm going to stick by what I'm saying. And that's the fact that we don't know everybody. We don't know all of Israel. We're scattered. That's what I'm saying. We're scattered. When I say laymen, people that we don't, that may follow what the Most High wants us to do, out there doing what they're supposed to do. And they're not running around here. And I hope y'all can concur, being hypocritical. Being like our ancestors. That's what I mean.
I get what you're saying, Sister Hootie. You're like saying some of us, some are out there acting one way and doing another thing. Or like think they're so holy that they're holier than thou, as the saying goes.
Right.
That's what you're saying, right?
Because we don't know everybody. I mean, I talked today to a young fella, 28, and an old around my son's age. And older guy, a little older, he said, yeah, I know, we're Israel. And our punishment, we had a good conversation. And the younger guy said, well, where do I start? And I said, start at Genesis and read it as a history book. I use Cottrell's slang, saying, I like that. Open book test. And I said, leave out the New Testament. I said, leave out the New Testament. And he said, okay. So, I mean, even if they do or don't, they received it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And we don't know who. I mean, you're right, Katriel. You follow what he's saying to do. Those are the ones. And it's not a last-minute thing. I do agree with that. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just broadening to say there are people we don't know that are going to be saved. We don't know them. That's all.
It's not
and
for
it
us to know
alignment.
Who. It's not for us to know who Yah is going to save. It's for you to save yourself.
That I'm sure. That I agree too.
And everybody that's on this line and everybody that got the open book test, it's not for you to save them. It's for us to save ourselves and be codified. It's for to be codified. Noah wasn't worried about who was Yah going to save when he was building that ark. No, Noah was codified. Yah told him to build the ark, him and his sons and his family, and they were codified enough to build the ark. The same thing is going on right now. But
what is your point,
Pastor Dale?
You know, I hope you're teaching the people that are listening. We are knowledgeable. I'm not denying what you're saying or anything. I'm just having a conversation that we don't know. And the fact that when he says, if you're ashamed of me, I'm ashamed of you, I'm out here speaking to people that receive it. I use wisdom.
Well, didn't we also just cover that, a part of that, when he said that he sees our heart? Nobody sees our heart. Nobody but Yah. He's the only one that really got anything to do with, you know, but also Contrails. I understand what you're saying, Contrails, the same thing.
Yeah.
We got to be codified. We got to save ourselves. We got to be the ones to do right ourselves. And I understand that.
And yeah, once you realize
who Yah is not going to save. He said, if you're wise, you're wise for yourself. If you scorn, you alone shall bear it. You can't worry about who's going to be saved and who's not going to be saved. Are
That's
you going to be saved? Are you following the qualifications? Are you doing and obeying what Yah said? That's what this is all about. Because we're learning the codes. We're learning the codes. Are you following the codes that we're learning? And the people that are not following the codes, they should be seeking Yah, because that's part of the codes. right? That's what y'all said.
And that's their choice. Wait a minute.
It's their choice. The way of life.
Hold up.
The way of life.
I'm not, that's not what I was just applying. It was a conversation and was understanding that, because he said it relates to the scriptures, you got to save yourself. But he didn't say, he's been telling us though that, like we're doing now on this line, conversing back and forth, be the light, tell the people. That's all I'm saying. And what
that's
they do with it, and I turned around and said, what they do with it is up to them. They could turn around and say, oh, I don't believe what she's saying. That's their choice. You got to have the heart. Because I have the desire. I want to know. I want to learn.
So y'all gave us free will.
Thank you.
But like you said, we are, being that we are in this study and everything, I understand completely what both of y'all saying. I understand what Contrail is saying as well.
Right. Thank you, mediator.
Don't start that.
You know, sometimes these men think the women don't know nothing.
No, I'm pretty sure our brothers don't think that about us.
All respect to our sisters, and you know, we give respect to our sisters probably more than most. So I'm not.
I guess I'm trying to bring the point home is, see, for me, he's blessed me. And like he said, if you're ashamed of me, I'm ashamed of you. And I don't have a problem talking about the Most High. That's my whole point. I'm not ashamed of that. But I use wisdom when I talk. And I ask him to put the words in my mouth and have to study. You know, I'm not going to sit up there and like, I ain't going to say nothing because they go, no. That's all I'm saying. So I don't disagree. I'm just, you know, go ahead, Katrina. You cool. I love you.
So
the codes are open to all mankind.
It's like
they were open to all mankind in Noah's time. Matter of fact, Yah's codes are more open now than they ever been. Like the prophet Daniel said, knowledge would be increased. So Yah's word is everywhere, in every language and every nation on the planet. And all he's asking for is for his creation, mankind, to follow his codes. And his codes are very strict. His codes are very detailed. Unfortunately, people want to do what they want to do. They don't want to follow Yah's code. It's like we read our kings. We're not listening to Yah. Our kings who had a covenant everlasting. After the covenant of King David, much less the nations that are around about us, they say, we don't want to listen to you, Yah. So the people of the world, mankind today, Yah is judging whether or not you're obeying him or you're not obeying him. Are you following his code or are you not following his code? It's just as simple as that. His mercies endure forever, which is why he hasn't destroyed the earth based on what mankind is doing. Because he's giving us a chance, like he gave our kings a chance. I'm showing you the antidote. All you have to do is return to me and obey me. Do what I'm telling you to do. And we have time to do that. But then there's that appointed time. When? It doesn't matter what you say now. The judgment is already executed. It's gone forth. There's nothing you can do now. And we don't want to reach that point where the execution of the judgment is going out. And there's nothing you can do now. So a warning to the world. Mankind, all the nations, Israel in particular, get with Yah's codes. Say who?
All right.
It's there for you to see.
You know, you're right, because I said it years ago. There's too much information out here for people not to know. And they're accountable for their own knowledge and their speaking.
And the choices that they make.
Right. I'm not here to change their mind. I can't. They got to do it on their own like I did. I had a desire. I'm just saying. Let me see. I'm telling you, nothing I can do. There's going to be people you love. There's going to be caught up in a lot of stuff. There's nothing you can do. You talk to them. Like Yamsu, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And you got to let it go. So I'm not an advocate for that. I'm saying, but the Most High put me in a situation. Everybody has part of the puzzle. He's put me in a situation that is positive. Maybe it's that car. Provided only he's done that. He's my only savior. So I made a promise. You, when you make a vow, you got to keep it. That I am not ashamed. I'll shout out and they can tell me, shout out. I can say hallelujah, praise the Most High.
Hallelujah.
All right.
That's what I'm
all
saying.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. We done beat a dead horse. The Most High is concerned. It's about education. And if they listen, they listen. If they don't, they don't. So what can we do? Just do the best we can with who we got. And every man, by their actions or words, should be reflective of their codified relationship with the Most High.
You echo
and
it sounds funny.
Yeah, I'm sure you got echo coming through.
Sure do. It sounds funny because I was first. I said, "Who is this?" Oh, that's y'all too.
Yeah, you try to be funny.
It didn't sound like you.
Yeah, you try to be funny.
I said, "I don't want to go."
All right. I was just listening to y'all rap. You know, y'all doing the thing. So. But we're going to move on to the next segment of the study.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so you forgot the song. Let's get a song on.
You don't sound like that.
You still got that echo.
Yeah, that's what it sounds funny, but hey, it is what it is. Go ahead, Katriel. My bad.
Well, praise to the Holy One of Israel, who gives us the path, the yellow brick road, the codes that we're supposed to be following. He speaks to us, so we need to obey his voice. Which is there.
It appears you're calling back into a live show. We are reconnecting you now.
No.
We try to get back on.
Right.
I'll pray for those guys.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. Okay, thanks, y'all. I had to come here to my phone. And I had to reconnect the system back, reboot the system while y'all were talking. And that's why I wouldn't say, but I was enjoying the conversation while I was working. Truth be told, I was putting in work, and I was enjoying the conversation while I was trying to reconnect.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Cartrell, I think he's about ready. I know I'm about ready.
Me too.
Yes, sir. Psalm 22. Give thanks and praise to the artistic talent of our King, King David.
Praise God.
I'm sure you've heard this before, quoted in the New Testament. My God, why have you forsaken me? You heard that before?
Yeah.
We have heard that before.
Wasn't that with Job also?
Ain't that when JC was on the cross?
That again?
New Testament.
Yeah, New Testament. That's when JC was on the cross. He said the same thing. But King David extended it even further. Why are you so far from helping me? That's what we should be saying. Yahweh, why have you forsaken us? Why are you so far from helping us? And from the words about groaning. Because we groan every day. My Elohim, I cry in the daytime, but you don't answer. In the night season, and I'm not silent, but you are holy. You inhabit the praise of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. Yeah, King David, Moshe, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And each one of them that trusted in you, they were successful. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you. And were delivered. They trusted in you and were not disappointed.
There
I think King David's trying to give us a hit.
We're not ashamed.
Who are our people trusting in? Are our people trusting in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Are our people trusting in the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? To this extent.
If they were, we wouldn't have all this confusion. Continue.
Okay. Yep. We're not following the codes, are we? Because we should be trusting in Yahweh. Because if we cry to him, when we trusted in him, he says they cry to you and we're delivered. If we cry to Yah as a nation and a people, all of our people, guess what? We will be delivered. We don't trust in Yah. They trusted in you and they weren't disappointed. Are we disappointed in the things we trust in? Are we disappointed in the things we trust in? If you were saying yes, that is a delusion. King David says, but I am a worm. What mighty man says that I'm a worm? What mighty man says that? I'm a worm. King David, a mighty man.
David.
King David is saying 10,000. But he says, I'm a worm. And no man, a reproach of men, and despised by the people. Yeah, that's us. We worms. We know people. I am a man. I am a man.
Yeah.
I am a man. The reproach of men, despised by the people. We in the same situation King David was in. And he's trying to bring it back to the 60s. Y'all grew up in the 60s. And we have to tell these people we are men. Boy.
Yeah.
I remember that. All those who see me mock me, boy, nigga. They insult me with their lips. Cool, sure, tall baby. They shake their heads saying, he trusts in Yah. Yes, we do. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him since he delights in him. Yeah, let them say that because we do. But you brought me out of the womb. Who brought you out the womb? The Most High brought you out the womb? Or did the doctor? You made me trust while at my mother's breast. Supposed to trust in Yah from when? From the time you're sucking your mother's breast. Oh, y'all didn't catch that. Babies trust Yah. And Yah protects babies. Nice. A lot of times we say, oh, the baby's talking to the angels. And they are. You just don't know. I was thrown on you from my mother's womb. I was thrown on you from my mother's womb. You are my Elohim since my mother bore me. Straight up. Don't be far from me, for trouble is near. And there is no one to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me and opened their mouths wide against me. Lions tearing prey and roaring. I am poured out like water. All my bones have a joint. My heart is like wax. It melts within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You have brought me into the dust of death. The dogs have surrounded me. A company of evildoers have enclosed me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all of my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them. They cast lots of my clothing. Don't be far off, O Yah. Deliver my soul from the sword. My precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth. Yes, you have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my brethren among the assembly. I will praise you. You fear Yah, praise him. All you descendants of Yaakov, glorify him, all of him, all you descendants of Yisrael. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither has he hid his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. So are you afflicted? Are you going through oppression? Are you going through pain? What are you supposed to do? Turn to
Praise
God. Cry to him.
Yeah.
Cry to him. Don't cry to me. I know, Yah, but I can't help you. You can only cry to Yah in your affliction. And he will give you the solution to your problem. Got it? My praise come of you. Comes in a great assembly. So when Yah answers your prayer and delivers you from your trouble, what are you supposed to do? supposed to praise him amongst the congregation. Let the people know, hey, I was in dire straits, and I cried to Yah, and guess what? He came to my assistance. Supposed to get praise, supposed to get testimony. I will pay my vow before those who fear him. So when you swear to Yah, I swear to God. I'm not going to do this or that. When you say that, oh, you got to pay that. When you pay that, you got to testify. The humble shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise Yah who seek after him. Let your hearts live forever. It doesn't say 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years. Let your hearts live forever if you praise Yah and seek Yah and you're humble. The humble shall eat and be satisfied. Right? Humble ain't satisfied right now. All the ends of the earth shall remember and return to Yah. All the ends. Everybody gonna run back to Yah. You might as well get first in line. All the relatives of the nations shall worship before you. So while you're trying to follow the nations, you should be first in line, returning to Yah. For the kingdom is Yah's. He is the ruler over the nation. Who are you chasing? Who are you chasing? All the rich ones of the earth shall eat and worship. Who are they going to worship? Anybody that's rich, they're going to eat and worship Yah. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him. Oh, I know you didn't catch that. Even those who can't keep his soul alive. Meditate on that. How many people have gone down to the dust? Even they shall bow before Yah. And even those who can't keep his soul alive shall bow before Yah. Because that judgment day is coming. And Yah are going to judge. And those that's going to Sheol, they're going to have to bow before they go to Sheol, before Yah. Posterity shall serve. Future generations shall be told about Yah. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness to all, to a people that shall be born. For Yah has done it. One creation, and creation is in motion. And judgment day is coming. Are you choosing the way of life or are you choosing the way of death? You know, that's where you choose. Obeying Yah or not. Simple as that. Yah's not playing.
All the nations. And it's cold. It's coded in there. I mean, when the Most High helps you in your affliction, whatever the affliction may be, give praise and thanksgiving. We do it quite often on this show. And we suggest and pray you do the very same. It's cold. So my suggestion to you, and he's not only speaking to Israel, he's speaking to all nations. Everybody go bow down before him. So you better get it right, like Cartrell said. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Yes, sir. And the funny part about this is a song. You know how we remember songs, right? The lyrics of songs.
Right.
We should remember these lyrics, bro. Shut up. Cold.
But you
should
be Cartrell, you always said message in the music, okay?
Yeah, man.
Message
and
in the music.
We remember the lyrics to the wrong song.
Ain't it dope, Cartrell.
These lyrics right here should be ingrained and drained, indoctrinated. All the indoctrination we've gotten, these are the things we need to be indoctrinated in our minds with. Automatic. These things should automatically come to mind. That's why it's a song.
Exactly. Because, you know, it's song, it's easy to codify a song. Because, you know, we remember those codified songs, and now they got this codified hot mess. And there was a message in the music. And there is a message in a codified hot mess. Shake it, baby, don't break it. I want you and your best friend, too. And I take the poodle and the pink tutu, too. Don't make no never mind. They're codes. The lack of codes there is. All right. Sister Huey, Sister Avia, any commentary?
No, I'm good.
Sister Huey?
Oh, here I am. I had it on mute. Wow.
while I was listening. I can identify with this chapter because even though we didn't go through what King David had gone through, we still can identify because we're still going through a lot.
Exactly.
Such as when I used to cry out to the Most High when I was small, not knowing his name.
Mm-hmm.
And even today I say, you're the only one I have. I don't have mm-hmm. nobody. I just got the Most High.
Right.
He's come through every time. Huh?
I said I cried that out too today.
See?
What happened? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
And having the
y'all
Most High is good enough.
Everything. I, like you said, I put my trust in him.
Thank
right.
you.
Did so you gave praise and thanksgiving to the Most High? It's
I
required
said it.
Okay.
All day long.
Praise Yah. But did you do it in the Great Assembly? I mean, we're not in the temple anymore, but among friends, a mini assembly, in this case.
Let's
you
put
do
it this way. I was outside, and mm-hmm. I was on my way back home, and
mm-hmm.
something started to come down, and I was almost caught up right in it, but
mm-hmm.
I got out of it, and that was only Yah. So, and I praise him all day. I praise him anyway all day long. But
right.
even with that, I started praying as soon as I see what was happening so I could get out
right.
of there. And y'all got me out.
That's me. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. He never lies. I mean, you will go with a pure heart intent and change, right? And we ain't like we were years ago. But
no.
He knew I was going to cry out. He knew. He knows us.
You know, it, like you said, Sister, you're not the same as years ago. And
right.
it's the same, like today. See, they thought I was about the same as I used to be and tried to put me in something.
Right.
But if I had been the same way I was before, didn't know how to trust in Yah and call on him, I would have been doing some damage to somebody, or somebody would have done it to me.
Right. Right.
No, don't do that. Don't go back with us to go.
He wants
continue on your journey with the Most High. Follow his footsteps, okay? Don't follow your own. Don't take an ex-fool's advice. You trip over your own.
Like I said, I call out on Yah. That's why I said, Sister Hootie, when you said that, it just it had to come out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
Because
even at our age, we have, you know, I said, Most High, just for me? Okay. Oh, hope I live up to. Let me study. Let me live the life. Let me be the example in your eyes, not in man's eyes, human beings.
Mm-hmm.
People talked about us, ridiculed us. We stay strong and firm. And that's why we converse to help each other, to support one another.
Sharpen one another.
And
sharpen is a certain mm-hmm. amount of necessary friction. And that's why I understand what you and Cottrell are going through. It wasn't no put down on either side. It's just a certain amount of friction because you can't just slide two blades together. You got to get a certain amount of friction in order to chop. If they slide, you ain't doing no good to one another. They slide and cross one another. That ain't helping nobody. So I understood what was going on. That's why.
No, but you know, even though, yeah, no, it's camaraderie with four of us, but the truth
exactly.
doesn't matter.
Right.
Avia, I'm glad she's talking more because we're being females, we can identify. We're made up to identify. We listen to the person. And
right.
sometimes it's not a negative criticism, but some men
mm-hmm.
prefer to talk to you
mm-hmm.
and not
mm-hmm.
listen what you're actually saying. Just
there's some
listen.
Truth in that. There's some truth. And then
it
some and some sisters sometimes want to take up the stage, too.
Oh, I hope that ain't. No, I have done it, and I ain't gonna lie.
But, yeah,
and then when I start talking, I'm like,
it.
"What's wrong with you?"
Maybe like the sister Yehudi, out of my dying hand, you'll get this mic back. So, well, you know what? But the good part about it, that's good. It creates a certain amount, not negative. It shouldn't create negative and toxic reaction. In our nation, it should create a sharpening process. And I can tell you personally, speaking as a husband, there's some sharpening in the house. As long as you ain't sharpening no pocket knife, you're all right.
That's my job here. That's my job here, to sharpen us, because the codes that Yah has given us will make us stronger, will make us more powerful as a nation. As a matter of fact, we get some codes, so I try to keep us focused on the codes that we're reading to give us spiritual strength, mental strength, and physical strength. Because
right.
These are the codes. We read about King David. He's talking about he's crying. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Right.
King David was never forsaken by Yah, but there's sometimes in your life where you feel like Yah's not there. Why are you so far from helping me? And from the words of my groaning, Yah hears you, but he's going to answer you when he feels the appropriate time.
Exactly.
King David admitted, my God, I cry in the daytime, but you don't answer. In the night season, I'm not silent. He's crying all the time. But you are holy, and you inhabit the praise of Yisrael. So you got to praise Yah all the time so that Yah could inhabit your words and your praise.
Right.
I don't know if we understand that. Our fathers trusted in you. You're talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They trusted, and you delivered them from everything, all their troubles. King Abraham had to face five kings to rescue Lot. If I beat five kings, that makes me a king. We don't call Abraham King Abraham, Emperor Abraham, but he defeated five kings. They trusted in you, and we're not disappointed. King David said, I am a worm, which shows his humility, and no man, the reproach of men, and despised by the people. All those who see me mock me, they insult me with their lips. They shake their heads saying, he trusts in Yah. And we all supposed to trust in Yah. Let him deliver him. That's what the people say. Let Yah rescue him. Let Yah rescue Israelites. These black Hebrew identity extremists. Since he died for them. But you brought me out of the womb. We're talking about abortion right now, right? Who brought you out the womb? Your mother did. Your father did. Yah brought you out the womb. You made me trust while at my mother's breast. So every child that's born, trust me, ain't of the Most High, more than you know. I was thrown on you from my mother's womb. So these women out here vying for abortion, they should be reading this. You are my Elohim since my mother bore me. It's the Most High that brings you forth, not your mother. You are my Elohim since my mother bore me. Don't be far from me, for trouble is near. And anybody that's born, we know that trouble hits you. As soon as you hit, your brain starts breathing air. But there is no one to help. Only one you should be relying on from birth, from you being weaned off your mother's chest, you got to rely on Yah from that time until you die. So the codes are here. And you got to know him. Cry to Yah. Call out to him. He may not answer you that night, that day, that week, that month, but you keep crying, he's going to hear you.
Maybe
you
not that year either.
Yeah.
You know that's
right.
In my years coming up, now like I told y'all before, my grandmother had me in church almost 24/7, seemed like. But she did the best she could. I'm not blaming nothing on her. But when I got out of the church and everything, and I went, wow. I mean, I didn't understand. I didn't have the codification. Didn't even get none of that until I was reconnected. And I started learning through right here, really, because my temple was still always with me. And I would have a flare, and any trouble that came my way, when Yahshua mentioned pocket knife, that was my thing right there. That I used to say, you're going to keep messing with me, and you're going to meet my friend. And I would,
hello,
I was going
to my friend.
But see,
Sister Avia, say hello to my little friend.
That's right. But see, y'all have helped me. And y'all has brought, just like Contra was saying, from birth. Y'all had plans for me. He brought me through everything I went through in life. I look back at that, and all I can do is praise him.
Sometimes
I mean,
you gotta
I've been in some times, some terrible mess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to go through something to get something. King Jarvis went through something on many occasions. He went through a whole lot of something. Sometimes of his own making. Mm-hmm. But he went through it because he trusted in the Most High as you did, Sister Abigail. And you knew that J.C. thing, that plagiarism of our way, taking words out of our king's mouth and putting it in a God they created. You know, my God, why has that forsaken me? Taking the very words out of our king's mouth, crying to the Most High, and creation, and misdirected and totally confounding and confusing us still yet.
The Most High didn't answer him, but he answered King David.
Well, the Most High can't answer a dictation of somebody's imagination, okay? A creation of their own making, okay?
Well, King David gave us a big secret, because Yah is in our praises. The more you praise Yah, nearer and the nigher, closer the Most High gets to you. So when you praise Yah, you testify that he was there, the closer he gets to you. That's what we're seeing with King David.
Exactly. We're praising and bless the Most High's name. We're going to get ready to get out of here. We've done a good job sharpening each other, and we hope we've done a wonderful job sharpening our fellow students. We'd like to praise and bless the Most High's name for the studies that were presented to you today. I want to thank Sister Abigail, Sister Yehuda, Cartrell. I want to thank you most importantly, students. I want to most importantly thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub to help us come here every day. And sometimes y'all may think we're senile. We're the sharpest knives in the box, you better believe it. That being said, we love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. And we advise you burn the midnight oil. And we further advise you get you a new heart and a new spirit to the kingdom. Cartrell, Sister Yehudi, Sister Abigail, I want to say goodbye, shalom, and good night to the people. You love them. Or what?
As always, stay safe. And most important, stay prayerful and praise Yah. Shalom and good night.
Good night.
So every time Sister Abigail says that, you tap into your superpowers. It's like Popeye when he cracked that can of spinach, or He-Man when he pulled that belt. You just tapped into where your superpowers come from, crying out to Yah and having Yah answer you because your prayers are sincere and you're sincerely in trouble. So you should have no fear because you have superpowers. You just got to know how to tap into them.
Thank you.
And, least but not last, when you follow the Most High, know for a fact that he exists. He's our power. It changes you. It molds you. You are the pot. He's the potter. Remember that. He can change you. Only he is our Savior. In his name, hallelujah, good night, and have peace.
You're right, sister. Mm-hmm. A leper can change his spot, but the Most High can change the change the inner making of what that leopard is. Praise Yah. And bless your name. And this is for these blind people out here that don't want to obey the Most High. Enjoy the song. We love you. Good night.
You know, this song is about a blind man. If I don't mean physically blind, I mean someone that sometimes can't see other things around him that feels in a world of his own. Think about